Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Mick Schaefer, not a simp. Next!
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Last hour of the week, no other way to do the final hour of Almost Entirely Sports. And with Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News, you can follow him verified on Twitter at Mick Schaefer. You can buy Mick Schaefer Top Shots for thousands of dollars right
now.
What
about this? What about this?
You shoving that guy.
Yeah.
That would be a good one. That would be a good highlight. Mm-hmm.
We need to go outside, grab a basketball, find a goal.
Mm.
We get our own top shots.
I'm making
a layup.
I like it.
Rudy's hook shot. You got a good chest pass or something like
that. I'm going to do a bounce pass too hard and then get teed up for it like Devin Booker.
Yes.
I'm a three-point shooter.
And
I'm shooting the three and then I'm turning before I've made
and
it.
And then we and put then him out
and
there.
Then I brick it.
There's apparently a lot of idiots with money.
Yeah.
And maybe we stumble across one of them because that would be exclusive. Look, lots of people have seen LeBron do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Nobody literally has seen us do this stuff.
Nobody.
And maybe we can just kind of like get in, get out on the craze.
So I put a
ridiculous price on it, like 30 grand.
Yeah. I've got footage somewhere of me hitting a game-winning shot in high school.
Damn.
I feel like I could sell it.
Well, I have that footage, too.
Do you think we could turn that?
I got a game-winning shot in high school.
Maybe we take our game-winning, like some of our high school highlights.
I got game-winning free throws at a state tournament game.
That'd be you, like, getting your dad out and dodgeballing PE.
Yeah. My dad stuffing me at our 7.5-foot goal in the backyard. Yeah, I know. I like this. Well, you can create these non-fungible tokens, these NFTs.
I just heard that term the other day because there's Kings of Leon.
I don't know.
They're going to be the first musical act to gain entry. You have an NFT, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're putting their record out as an NFT, which I do not understand. And right now I feel like maybe we're doing the thing from like USA Today where they were confused by the at symbol in like 1990 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't really understand it. But also, if it ends up kind of creating a world in which maybe music artists start getting paid for their music again, it seems like it could be a positive.
Yeah.
But I also do like paying $10 a month for all the music in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's also a pretty good gig that I don't hate.
Can I use Dogecoin for this?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
And I think you can make your own NFTs. I just don't know how that really works. I'm going to see if I can figure it out to get you shoving that guy in Tampa.
That
I think we might be able
great.
To sell that for a few bucks.
I think so. How do you make it? How do you turn it into something like
I
that?
I do not know.
So a top shot is technically an NFT?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because that didn't seem like Bitcoin to me, but I guess
it is a non-fungible item.
Yeah.
Fungible is just
true,
a fun word
to
say.
It's a good word. Yeah. It's a fungin' good word, man.
Yeah. Which you can use cryptocurrency to purchase through their website as well.
I'm on Bitcoin.com.
So if you got Bitcoin, you can use Bitcoin to buy this stuff.
I'm on Bitcoin.com, which I did not know was just the homepage for Bitcoin, but I guess it makes sense. And they've got a whole thing. How to create tell me when you're out on this. How to create an SLP-based non-fungible token using an Electron cash wallet.
We've been asking for it for years, okay? We've been stomping our feet, right? I've been leading the charge, the campaign to get an SLP NFT fungible dealio.
From your ECW, your Electron cash wallet. Yeah, I don't understand any of these things. It makes me feel old, and I haven't felt this old that often yet, and I can feel it coming.
So nobody goes outside with cash anymore. That's what I'm gleaning from all these conversations.
Let's see. You have cash in your wallet right
I
now?
Do.
How much cash you have in your wallet? Rudy, find your wallet.
I don't have cash in my wallet.
None? Absolutely zero?
No. Normally, I have like 20 bucks roughly on me.
Looks like Lebo, 35, 36.
Lebo told me I should always have like 20 bucks and like fives and tens for tips.
I know
that's,
some.
That's
I know guys say you should always have 200 bucks in your wallet.
Oh,
I
got 100 in here.
I'm no heavy spender.
Look at you.
I got 150 bucks in cash.
Man.
What are you guys want to go get lunch after this? What time?
Apparently, you do.
I'll go buy lunch in cash in a nice full restaurant with people
sitting
down. It'd be
weird that we're getting lunch at 10 o'clock at night.
No, it's weird. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock at night.
This hour will be over.
Right. Yes. I guess that's fair. Yeah. Well, what's open at 10?
In Spain, 10 p.m. is lunch.
Yeah, roughly. That's true.
Yeah, they're up late. 10 p.m. is basically like lunchtime because they're up till like 2 in the morning.
That's like, I feel like
that is like part of Spanish culture. So part of Spanish culture is
he would know
is you you eat one, you have a siesta in the afternoon where like if you eat lunch, you just get to like go home for like 3 hours. But it is common for dinner to be had at like roughly 10 p.m.
Yes,
and you do it with your family. And a lot of times, it is very common to be up with your family until you know 2 in the morning.
Friend of mine lived in Spain, played basketball in Spain. He'd like after lunch, a lot of times he would try to go to a shop and it would be closed because they went home for a nap for a couple hours.
So this
Spain,
actually came
Spain
up.
Spain knows what they're doing.
Spain's got it figured out.
This came up last week because J.J. Watt tweeted, like, I'm a free agent and naps are awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was Ian Rappaport who said, actually, naps are terrible. I could see you going either way on this, Mick. How do you feel about naps? Did we talk about this last week?
Why would naps be terrible?
We talked about J.J. Watt, but not naps.
Well, because I could be the devil's advocate, I think, for either side of this. The logic for why naps are terrible for me is that they feel amazing right at the beginning. The first laying down to take a nap might be like a top 5 feeling on planet Earth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Waking up from a nap for me is usually a bottom 5 feeling. And so it ends up being about a neutral, kind of a neutral experience for me.
I think there is something to that. Just like my dad can sit down and fall asleep within seconds. Yeah. And all he needs is like a 5-minute nap and he feels.
Power naps are a thing.
Yeah. I think the problem is like, because I fall into the same problem, but when we take naps, our naps are too long, I think, generally.
We mostly nap together.
Yes.
when we take naps.
We coordinate them out. But it's like when I take a nap, it's very rare that a nap is under an hour. And I think that's where the problem is.
Too long.
Your naps need to be like 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, it's going
to
affect your sleep that night.
Yeah. If you go 15 to 20 minutes, I feel like
it's called a power nap, and that's a real thing.
You've hit your REM sleep quickly.
I've heard it's a 25-minute.
You feel pretty refreshed. And maybe it's 25 minutes. I don't know the exact time.
What's your time, Mick? What's your nap? What's your nap?
I don't nap much.
So you're not a nap guy?
Well, I mean, I have nothing against it. I just don't have time to.
Yeah.
I'm bad at falling asleep.
So when I was growing up, I worked on a farm, and the guy I worked with, after lunch, when we had lunch at the house, he would say, I go to the living room, you guys have a 10-minute power nap. And at first, I'm like, that is impossible.
Right.
It's going to take me 9.5 minutes to go to sleep.
To fall asleep, yeah.
And this can be 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I got kind of trained in doing it, and like you said, kind of getting up after, like, oh, I want to stay asleep. But, like, a few minutes later, you are energized. Okay. So I believe in power naps. Mm-hmm. I have nothing against them. I'm different than I've found than most people. I can sleep anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
I can be on a couch. I can be on the floor. I can be in a plane. I can be on a bus. Anywhere, I can sleep.
I learned that about myself mostly in college because I was a commuter. Because I was basically trying to stay as homeschooled as possible. So I went to Mid-America Nazarene and commuted. It was basically being homeschooled.
They have homeschooled college.
It's pretty much. The closest you can get is Mid-America Nazarene and commuting there. But I had a sleeping bag that I left under my desk in my little newspaper office. And that became the home of many naps and a few very short overnight sleeps.
Yeah.
And at that point, I kind of figured out, I can sleep pretty much. I've slept in the control room. That is a prime nap location for the 6 a.m. Saturday, Sunday morning shift. Oof. Sometimes you come in and you've not slept enough and you hit space bar that kicks off an episode of Breaking the Norm. And you know that's right there. That's a 24-minute first segment. Thank you, Les. I appreciate the assist on this one. I'm going to set an alarm for 22 minutes and I'm going to get a little 20-minute power nap in. That's maybe my most successful kind of irregular nap situation. I could also see you, Mick, just not sleeping very much. I could see you just being like a 4-hour sleep guy.
No.
Okay, so you are a heavy
sleeper. Complete opposite.
Okay, very good.
You cannot wake me up, and if you do, I go right back to sleep. So my wife, if she wakes up at 5 a.m. and
Actually,
she usually does.
Okay.
But if, say, it's 4 a.m., she can't go back to sleep. She starts worrying about the day, thinking about stuff coming up.
Mm-mm.
A lot of times I'll wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. and be like, oh, that's nice. I got
Hell
two
yeah.
more hours.
Yes.
And I
you
just
get
snuggle
to go to
back
sleep
in.
Again. It's a great
go back
feeling.
To sleep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I sleep a lot.
Okay.
Like this morning, I slept like 10. It's great.
That sounds wonderful.
It's terrific.
I went to bed early. This show is going to get old fast, I feel like. I went to sleep really early last night because there was no show.
You think you went to sleep early last night? What time did you go to sleep last night?
9:30.
I went to bed at 8:30.
Yes!
2:15.
I had to be up at 4:30.
Yeah.
A.M.? P.M.
Yeah, A.M. probably. Yeah.
Now, I was going to say 2:15 p.m. That's really. But like, I had to be up.
Go to a doctor. Yeah.
I had to be up at 4:30. To get ready for the Border Patrol, and KU was down by 15 at the time. I was like, there's no way they're coming back in this game.
Seriously? You thought there was no way they're going to come back in UTEP?
Did you see how bad they were playing?
Yes. No. It happens all the time in college basketball. I was never in doubt that I thought KU
was there was about 12 minutes left, and they were still down by 15. I was like, at that point, it was like 32 minutes of basketball, or 38
minutes of
basketball.
It was always a KU win.
28 minutes of basketball, because 20 plus 8 is 28, not 38.
Did you get in on a live line or something at KU? I think KU got to plus 4.5 towards that 12-minute left mark.
Did not get on a live line, no. I just knew they were going to win.
You just knew in your heart. You couldn't monetize it at all, though.
It's a non-conference game. They walked through the first 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
And then they turned it on.
And added at the end of the season, kind of for no reason, non-con game.
Oh, no, there's a reason.
Have
you seen Baylor after a layoff? They didn't want it. They were going to be 12 days.
Yeah, but they're going to have the Big 12 tournament, which doesn't really
days
matter. I mean, maybe a little bit
matters.
Of seeding.
Oh, it matters absolutely. You don't want to take 12 days off in the middle of the season. You got to keep playing in basketball. It's not like football where, like, oh, Chiefs take a week off. They're going to come back rested.
Right.
Right? Basketball, you got to keep playing. And I know Baylor had COVID issues, but taking a month off, that was rough. They almost lost at home to Iowa State. That's how rough that was. So that's exactly why, just to kind of keep their legs.
I understand the logic of it, but it seems like it's as much of a quote unquote trap game as you could possibly have, right? And like in all of college basketball,
after senior night against Baylor.
Yeah, it's a fake. It's your second weird sort of half senior night. The stadium's still not full.
Fun fact about
UTEP.
You want to know a fun fact about UTEP?
No.
Their entire
starting
five. Were transfers from other schools.
Yeah.
Wow, that was fun.
One of them.
And a fan factual.
One of them, nephew of Eric Bieniemy.
That one, you mentioned that.
I mentioned that last week.
Did you actually? Were you the first one to have that?
Yes, Rudy's you guys mentioned didn't it. Know it, and I told you.
No, Rudy has mentioned it. I didn't know it.
I knew it before.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I knew it from the Border Patrol. That's how I knew it. I didn't know until it was either Steve or Nate.
Well, fun fact, Mick actually told the Border Patrol 3 months ago. He was just texting Nate and Steven and like, hey guys, I don't know if UTEP's ever going to become relevant to your interests.
I knew he was there because early in the season I saw OU play and he wasn't playing. I'm like, where the heck is this guy? I'm like,
see, I thought he was
transferred to UTEP? Why? Because he was a good player for Oklahoma.
That was the thing I was trying to figure out. I don't remember much at Oklahoma, but they were like, I just assumed he went to UTEP for more minutes. And then they were like, he was a 2-year starter at Oklahoma. I was like, why? I was like, why are if you're a starter at a Big 12 school, do you transfer to UTEP?
He should be a head coach. I'll just say it. He should be an NFL head coach at this point.
I mean, he'll probably get there before
He had the transfer to UTEP. Unbelievable.
I bet Jamal gets there. Jamal Bieniemy will probably be a head coach before.
That Eric Bieniemy's best shot at a head coaching job is college basketball.
Yeah.
He needs to go to UTEP.
And then that's how you
he's been doing it wrong.
That's how you prove yourself.
I can coach winning basketball. I can coach well in another sport.
You know what it might be? You know what the move might be? I didn't know we were going to go to Eric Bieniemy talk.
It's impossible to have
known. Here's what we do
ahead of time.
Pull a Ted Lasso, European soccer.
Wow. Yeah.
Go be a head. Go
have
be
you,
a manager.
Have you seen all of Ted Lasso?
I've not seen any of it.
Okay.
Go be a manager
in
football.
What are you waiting on?
I work 17 hours a day right now.
That's true.
I'm here from 5:30 a.m.
Oh, shut up. You tell me the stupid Top Shot packs, all
that
these stories
important.
Of
that was
looking
important.
Through that. Oh, my. You don't work 17 hours a day.
He can't become a millionaire watching Ted Lasso like he can buying Top Shot.
I get here 5:30 a.m., and I usually leave about 10:15 p.m.
Since he's also been running the Border
Patrol. Because I'm doing the Border Patrol for Jake.
It's not a healthy
What do
no,
you do
balance.
From 10 a.m. to the start of his show?
So typically from 10 to noon, I'm usually podcasting and editing audio to send off to Allie for social media stuff. About noonish, I start booking guests, putting in live reads and the logs. Usually I'll stop and take a lunch break from like 1 to 2-ish.
Nap? You take a siesta?
I wish I could take naps during the day, but my body just like won't let me. I had the problem like your wife does work. My brain is just like rushing, so I just have a hard time falling asleep. And then usually I've got like, I do have like an hour or two downtime, but for some reason here, I just always watch like YouTube videos during that time. I could be watching Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
I'm going to get started on it soon. I don't.
The payoff is easy. It's a quick, it's like 10 episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll just do the free trial. I'll binge watch it.
The payoff of this is that you can Venmo Rudy at RJ Salazar. Just send him like $2 just because of his work
schedule.
But
I'm almost done. I got one more week.
Yeah.
Well, 6 days really, but it's I've got to come in Monday.
Round down.
Basically 1 week. Next week is basically it. Done. No more early mornings. I can not go come into work till like 2 p.m.
Good.
I'm worried about him. I'm genuinely worried about Rudy's sort of whole deal.
I've been all right. There have been a couple days where it's just like you just feel it. There's just like, surprisingly, I've been pretty good.
I think the first two episodes are free without Apple TV Plus. You can watch and tries to hook you. I've seen, I think, the first two episodes.
You haven't finished it?
I have not. All,
you started
also not
finished it?
Because like, I don't have Apple TV Plus.
Because I'll just binge watch. Once I start, I'll finish.
It's literally one of the best comedies I've ever seen.
I've heard nothing but good things. I've seen one season.
They've only had one season.
I've heard nothing but amazing things. I will absolutely watch it. I didn't start watching Game of Thrones till season 6.
One of these days.
You didn't start watching until season 8.
I started watching, was 10th season the last one? I started watching right before the 10th season came out.
It was 8.
It was 8?
Was it 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got
it was
caught
like over
up.
10
you
years.
Got caught up.
Yeah.
Yes. Because there was like a year and a half because they had to switch from all of a sudden summer to winter.
Yeah.
So they had like a year and a half in between.
Seriously?
Yeah. Because remember,
they had a delay?
Yeah. So like the first six seasons,
no.
It's all summer.
I don't remember any of that.
Season 7 and 8, winter is coming. Well, winter has now came. So they had to then like wait because they had to film during the wintertime because they needed like snow on the ground. Because it doesn't snow in the summer, Josh.
I keep learning new things from this show.
Well,
today.
And their seasons were a lot longer back in that made-up olden time.
Very true.
Infinite,
yeah, they would go like
I think.
Yeah, they were. They were like the opposite
of Narnia.
They never actually knew how long summer would be. You always knew winter was coming, but you didn't know when winter was coming. But winter was coming.
Winter arrived.
I do remember them talking about that.
Winter is coming.
I remember
coming,
that being
Josh.
A plot point that winter was going to show up at some point.
Winter is coming.
That was the name of the first episode, right? It was Winter is Coming.
Probably.
It was.
I think the name of the first episode was Pilot. It's going to be my guess if I had to bet on it. I remember almost nothing from that show at this point.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I started watching it. I got caught up by the second episode of the last season.
I'm just surprised you don't, as much as you've been.
There was a dragon, and then Jon Snow bleeped his aunt, I think.
Episode 1, season 1, Winter is Coming.
You're welcome.
Steel trap this guy.
You got to guess on what episode 2 was called.
Pilot.
The King's Road.
Mm. Episode 3.
Let's just keep going.
Winter's coming.
Lord Snow.
Wow, is winter related then?
Winter related for sure.
Is he a snowman? I remember very little. From
Episode 5 is close to a movie/book series you mentioned earlier.
Narnia? It was Hold on. Episode 5
Narnia.
Of Game of Thrones was called
The Chronicles of Ned.
The Dragon, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
The Wolf and the Lion.
Yeah, close enough.
Close.
Mick, how will you? You're a member of 41 Action News, official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right, we're home of the Chiefs.
Home of the Chiefs. Pardon me. I apologize. I don't mean to undersell you guys. How long is it going to take for you to get used to saying GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium?
I wish it was called Geehaw. I wish it was Geehaw.
I'm pretty sure it is Geehaw. Geehaw.
No, it's not.
Geehaw rhymes with Yeehaw. Yes. That's exactly it. You can start calling it Yeehaw Field at Arrowhead Stadium. And are you yet sponsored? Not 41. Are you personally yet sponsored by GEHA?
No, I wish. Please give. They apparently have a lot of money.
Clearly,
yeah.
How did you feel about the corporate sponsorship finally landing on Arrowhead?
Did not register one bit. Didn't move my needle.
You're gonna.
Also, I didn't care about it.
My needle versus the needle is a really powerful distinction that I had not considered. I
feel like we all have needles.
Yeah, I had really
to be moved.
That at this point.
I ideally back in the day, I would have wished for all stadiums to be named after something and not like a corporation.
Yeah.
But that ship sailed a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the Chiefs in keeping Arrowhead as much as possible.
Yeah.
And so it's funny, like it's a TV rule, I guess. I don't know why, but everywhere, like if the Chiefs are playing at the Raiders, mm-hmm. what is that called?
Allegiant?
Allegiant.
I think it's Allegiant.
It,
Allegiant
they would put like Chiefs football, Allegiant Field or whatever, then the score underneath it. Mm-hmm. I don't do that anymore. I'm like, they change sponsorships all the time.
Frequently,
all these stadiums are renamed over and over again.
Denver's had, I think,
Fesco,
three,
and then it was a Sports Authority.
Like
yeah. It was Sports Authority, and Sports Authority went bankrupt, and it's still Sports Authority for another year or something.
Yeah, I don't see, so like, and I don't think the casual fan's going to know if I put Guaranteed Rate Field. Oh, that's, wait, where is that? Because I don't know either.
Empower Field at Mile High. It's called Empower Field.
So those are changing every couple years all over the place. So I've instructed my staff not to do that. I'm like, we put the town. That doesn't change most of the time. So if the Chiefs are playing at the Ravens, we put Baltimore, Maryland there.
It is the White Sox.
It's White Sox. Guaranteed, yeah, right.
Guaranteed.
Yeah,
because they have a big red
arrow pointing
down.
You guys know a ton about sports, and so you had to look it up.
Oh, yeah. I had to Google.
I've been to that stadium.
Yeah.
I had to Google one in the Chiefs division. Maybe two. What is the Charger? Because LA is the dual purpose one. Do they have a sponsor?
Begins with an S.
Yes. It's
it's an energy company.
Yes.
I think it's is it Safeco? No, that's something else.
Safeco
Sun.
Seattle.
You're right. That is Seattle.
Oh, it's right on
Sunbelt Conference Stadium.
Regardless, we don't know.
Regardless Stadium.
And so it's
SoFi.
I don't want to.
It's SoFi.
That's what I knew it was an S.
So we. Instead of spending time Googling every time when they play somewhere, I'm just like, no, just put the town. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm predicting now here on the radio, you are eventually going to get an email from the Kansas City Chiefs saying, hi, just a reminder, it's GEHA Field at Arrowhead State. Because if we
think
all
they're
stop,
listening right now,
if we all, not, no, no, not, no, absolutely
no,
not.
No, they're not listening now, but you,
but what, but
they
whenever
tune
you,
in to every sports broadcast that Mick Schaefer does.
Whenever
fans.
Mick Schaefer of home of the
why
Chiefs,
do you think they,
Action
why do you think
News,
they partnered up with you guys? Or like Mick Schaefer, that's a guy we want to do business with.
Yeah, that and a big old check we wrote.
Well, listen, it was one of those two things. It, probably some
maybe
combination
both.
Of both.
A little bit of both, yeah. Like 99% of one and like 1% of the other.
Yeah, but we don't have to create that pie chart.
Irrelevant.
We don't have to
no.
label it.
Yeah,
no.
It doesn't need labels. It can just have some colors and we'll let the people decide.
But as soon as we stop acknowledging, if the media as a whole stops acknowledging the corporate sponsors, like the ESPN, NBC, the broadcast and all that, there's definitely something in ink somewhere saying you have to use the official statement. Because if we all stop saying it, it loses all of its power. It has no meaning anymore.
Yeah, I'd never say the corporate sponsor. For like... well, I do maybe NASCAR. I do the Hollywood Casino 400. I'll say that.
That's NASCAR, how you know what it is.
Yeah, it is so. You have to. Otherwise, you're just like, it's the 400 race.
It's
you know,
the Lowe's number 48, baby. Which may not be the sponsor anymore. Jimmy Johnson retired, right?
But golf, you'll have the event and you'll have the sponsor with it. I'll usually just say the event.
Yeah.
But we're not.
NASCAR is the one where you have to have the sponsor. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd just be weird.
Yeah, because you lose all the branding.
Yeah, you just lose everything about it, except for the number at the end.
Right, we're now going to the 400.
Here's the 400
here's
lap
the 500.
Race that's going to take place in
and then here's the 400
Wilmington,
again?
North Carolina.
I'm more or less also, it's fine. We're all going to call it Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever, it's fine. Can I tell you the one thing that I'm prepared to be indignant about? In the upcoming years, and I've already become indignant about the NBA side of things.
I know where you're going.
I'm ready for it.
It's the GD ads on the uniforms. That one really bugs me.
I'm surprised that bugs you. I'm glad that bugs you.
That one really bothers me.
That bothers me too.
The at soccer at this point, I've just sort of allowed like, you're basically NASCAR, but there is something, because nobody wears the stadium around, right? But you're selling the merch to your fans, you're selling the uniforms to your fans. I'm a Suns fan, and if I'm going to get an authentic jersey, which I'm not going to do anyway, but if I was going to, I got to have a PayPal logo on.
Yeah.
Don't sell me a PayPal logo.
Agreed.
I'll use PayPal to buy things from your merch store, keep your corporate advertising off of my memorabilia. This is my hot take.
You're getting older, man. You're getting older.
Josh is aged.
Welcome to the club. I love it.
I'm digging into my inner Andy Rooney, but yeah. I feel old. I don't understand NFTs, and I hate ads on uniforms.
You have aged 15 years in the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, good for you.
That's probably
you'll all get
the
there
best.
Someday. You'll be like, what was I thinking?
Now I'm
no, that's
off.
That's it'll come to the NFL too.
It's
I'm
a
sure.
Absolutely.
MLB. It's
and
all
it's gonna
coming.
Be gay, huh? Or it's going to be...
It'll probably be gay because they have all the money in the world.
I think University of Kansas is on the practice.
Yes. Yeah.
The practice
it's on
jerseys
their practice
and stuff.
Yes. The Chiefs, I mean, the Chiefs obviously have a lot of sponsors.
The logo is blue. The Suns are black, orange, and purple. It doesn't make any sense. Why is it there?
I feel like with NBA uniforms these days, though, they might have a blue uniform. Everybody's got
that's
like 12 alternate uniforms. Every time I can't tell.
Every team has a blue and red.
I can't
uniform.
Tell by yeah. looking like
even teams
wait,
that shouldn't have a blue or red.
That's what the Miami Heat are wearing.
Yeah,
Milwaukee has a blue uniform.
Yes. Yeah,
they're green.
The Lakers blue. Have a blue uniform. The
blue
Rockets,
is at least close
Lakers,
to purple,
and,
I guess.
No, nah, it's I think it's Minneapolis throwback.
Oh, okay,
but well, the yeah, Bucks, sense. Lakers, and Rockets all have blue uniforms this year. Off the top of
and
my head,
and the Nuggets
head.
Have a red one.
That's right.
Yeah, I can't tell. It's like and it always they're always celebrating some sort of day or
City edition,
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
so
the thing I do at least like is the fact that with they obviously have their main their home and their roads that the primaries that stay the same. I do like that there is like a sense of for one of their jerseys every year they just tell Nike do whatever you want to do, just go crazy, have fun with it. Now you get some really bad ones, but you do get some really good
but
ones.
You
the Nuggets
use
the last
team
oh
color
you
for
know
sure.
what's you know what's coming though.
Yes,
everything's going to be sponsored, including mm-hmm. you won't have it. Won't be Phoenix Suns anymore. It'll be Phoenix corporate sponsor. It'll be the Phoenix Burger Kings. Get ready for that.
Well, hold on now.
Okay,
hold on. Now
that's
I'm back.
Bad.
I'm coming back around.
That's not bad
because the Phoenix Burger King sounds pretty good. no. Well, so how about this? How about the NHL divisions? Are you familiar with the NHL division?
Yeah.
Names?
Yeah.
So Denver though, because like Western Union is a big.
I'm gonna have to.
Sponsor.
I'm looking it up right now. So
I don't think they would go Denver Western Union, but they would become the Western Union. Nuggets. The Western Union thing is fascinating. So it's some guy just from Europe who started Western Union, and he moved the whole company to Denver because he's just a massive Nuggets fan. And he basically just gives Denver. He became a sponsor when that became available. He was just like, take all my money. All I want is courtside seats.
Yeah, and then the players are going to have more of a voice, and they're going to be like, hey. I've got this sponsorship with Rolex. I want this. I want that on my jersey. He doesn't have it, but I want it on mine. So they'll end up becoming like NASCAR drivers, and they'll all be personalized.
The least you could do is have a Rolex logo is only slight, like a slight step. Then you've already got the Nike one there, so there's already pretty much a Nike sponsorship on every jersey. Rolex could be worse. Western Union, just big, clunky, weird, bad logo. Like everything about it makes me furious. Here is the. Here is the name of the current NHL
division. The division thing cracks me up. I just found out about this like a few, maybe a month ago.
So this, I really would love just a list. The All-Canadian division will be known as the Scotia NHL North Division.
It pops up here.
The Discover Central Division for the credit card. The Mass Mutual East Division. Is it just the three?
And then the Honda West. If you go to the NHL app, if you go to the standings, like it has it in there. So it's the Scotia North, the Discover Central, the Mass Mutual East, and the Honda West, which is my favorite.
And honestly, if you want to sell everything before you sell the uniforms, for me, that's just what I want. But I'm an old man. What do I know?
Feel like they have.
The NFL will be the,
pretty
probably
close.
The last one, though, right? Like they're the ones like
because
like,
they make a lot of money already.
Yeah, and then I think they're the ones who have had the least amount of jersey changes just in the history
baseball.
Of it.
Baseball though, baseball just now added the Nike swoosh last year, 2 years ago.
But baseball needs money.
Yeah,
fair.
Baseball needs
like,
money.
I would say the argument they've
fair.
Changed less
yeah,
though.
That is fair.
And the NBA also has the most sort of European sensibilities,
yes.
Like soccer
the
does.
The NBA is like the NBA is just they don't care. They'll try anything, right? They're willing to at the very least attempt anything.
You know what I don't
Honda
like
the West.
I think we've seen it in the NBA and in college basketball now. They'll do the names at the bottom of the jerseys a lot of times.
That part's weird.
And not like some of them like have the names and they'll do like a message. They'll do the equality or whatever underneath. I'm saying names underneath.
The names at the bottom's weird. Like that.
You know where it started? It started in women's basketball because so many of them have there's ponytails.
No kidding.
It would cover up their last names. Yeah. So they started putting them underneath their jerseys so you could tell who it was.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how it started. It was a women's basketball thing.
I remember it being a women's basketball thing. Like that's the first place that I remember noticing. I had no idea that was the logic for it.
I mean,
we should have had Polamalu underneath the 43.
That's true,
that would have been,
It was hard to know who
You know what
was.
I'm seeing now, too? Along those same lines, ESPN has done it. So all these Zoom calls, right? Mm-hmm. They're not exactly framed properly.
Yeah. No.
Now, for television, normally you frame them to where you have what's called look space, where like you want to kind of put their nose in the middle, but you also want to give them room at the bottom to put what's called a lower third, where you put their name. Josh Briscoe, Almost Entirely Sports. Well, a lot of times these Zoom calls, these guys are crouched down.
Yeah.
Their chin's like at the bottom of the screen. There's a ton of headroom.
It's an Eric Bieniemy Zoom conference call.
Absolutely.
Problem.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'll transform all these calls because a lot of times even the Royals are kind of way zoomed out. Well, ESPN will now put, like, if it's Giannis up there and he's a ton of headroom, they'll put not a lower third, but I guess an upper third of Giannis. I picked the worst name in the world.
Really?
LeBron James, sorry.
Antetokounmpo.
LeBron James, they'll put it above his face now, which is kind of odd looking.
Yeah.
And also, all of those backgrounds are sponsored, which, like, again, that's fine. That's all right. You're getting free sponsorship on. Do you guys ever think about, like, blurring out the backgrounds, like, an artificial after-the-fact Zoom filter where you blur out whatever sponsors behind them and putting your own back there, just putting a bunch of 41 logos.
Yeah. I don't think they'd probably like that too much.
Someone would probably get mad at you.
There's almost got to be, like, that's got to be part of it, right? It's like,
at that point, we can do what we want, technically, the video. Although, it becomes a deal of, do we really want to piss off this team? It doesn't really make sense for us to.
That's what I'm trying to help you out on the Yeehaw thing.
Let's fight the Chiefs out of this.
That's what I'm telling
you. Is it G-E-H-A?
It's Yeehaw.
Yeah.
It's G-E-H-A.
But you
government.
I
forget.
You say you don't pronounce it, right?
No, it's pronounced G-E-H-A.
Yeah, you kept saying Yeehaw.
Yeah, this is a thing.
But also, it's because they're not. Are they paying us?
Exactly.
No, they're not.
You can say whatever you want.
It's like a bit. We were actually.
Venmo me $50 and I'll say G-E-H-A every time.
Me and Josh were actually at the event when G-E-H-A first announced a partnership with the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes was there, and that's when we learned out that, like.
What do they do?
We've got government health insurance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Nonprofit.
Nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. They got a lot of money somehow.
There's some money coming
one of
somewhere.
Those profitable nonprofits around.
They've been really around strange. For a while, but nobody really knew weird. Who they were until about 2019 when they just decided, Chiefs, here's a blank check. Go wild with it.
It's very odd.
And I would, though, just from there, I would say, Yeehaw and Josh go like, I don't think that's right. I'm like, yeah, I think that's exactly right. And so it's just been a bit over the last two-ish years.
We need to take a break here from GEHA Studios at Sports Radio 810 WHB. Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News, brought to you by GEHA. Still with us. More with Mick next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Yeah, no, I get it, guys. Yeah, I got a long, stupid, sometimes fat face with a dumb nose. Yeah, I get it.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News, still with us here on Almost Entirely Sports. That's how it works whenever you have a guest for a full hour. Anyway, you get it. Mick, I wanted to ask you about, we talked a little bit about Zoom already, some of the challenges that it brings to you from a television standpoint. Did you see what Aaron Boone did earlier today from the Zoom podium?
No.
Aaron Boone did a Zoom conference call from the hospital before getting a pacemaker.
Was he like in his bed?
I don't know. I think he must have been like at a seat. Mm-hmm. I have not actually seen the footage of this.
See, I remember
maybe he's in a conference room and it doesn't look like a hospital. Yeah. They have like monitors behind him or like a colostomy bag.
He was also hours away from getting a pacemaker,
He had to go in a day or two ago before he started having
complications. Absence.
So anyway, the two-part question here is, one, what is the worst place you've done a Zoom conference call from in the last year? And two, why is it so necessary that we talk to Aaron Boone, that we make him do a Zoom from a hospital?
I don't know the answer to that one.
Fair enough.
I bet I have been technically on a Zoom call from the toilet.
That was going to be my guess. I think I probably have
on my phone. Of course, I don't have the video on.
Yes, of course.
And I am like habitually checking to make sure I'm unmuted.
So important.
I'm muted.
So important.
No video. No. All that stuff. I don't want to be that guy.
Like what Zoom was it? Like
I don't remember. I've been on so many.
I was just hoping to be like, yeah, we were talking to Patrick Mahomes and
no.
Cuz you want to talk about going viral. That one would do it.
I remember I
there's another clip
I asked Chris Jones a question. He signed his deal. I asked him a question on a drive home. I was in the backseat. My wife was driving home from Iowa and my son's baseball tournament.
Awesome.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Asked him a question from that. Other than that, nothing crazy. I've seen some people in some crazy.
Oh, the
situations.
Hospital thing is not new. Like, I'll just mention, Darren absolutely did a couple
from
press
his
conferences
hospital bed.
From a hospital bed.
Yes,
and
also,
Darren hustles too hard. That's
also,
not necessary.
Like, from like his, he would because I
talk
talked
to Darren
about
this
where week. He would do it a couple times, like from his car while he was driving around, dropping off stuff, like delivering stuff, like while he was working like a side hustle,
right.
Doing it from the car,
right. That's a hustle I'm totally here for.
For sure.
Whenever you're in a hospital bed, though, Darren,
chill
please.
Out.
Darren, just relax,
just
Darren.
Just relax for a couple days. Got to respect the grind, though. Are you a fan? Like, do you want the Zoom conferences to continue?
This is exactly where I was going.
It's a good question. In some capacity, yeah. Not all of them. I think there's a lot more that can be, you know, there's a lot to be said for like in-person interviews,
for
even
sure.
If it's a press conference setting. And then I like the locker room atmosphere. It's more personal. I think you can get better sound bites, and they can be more exclusive because right now everybody's sharing every single answer. I know specifically the print guys do not like that whatsoever because we're able to basically showcase those answers in radio and television before they can in print. Now, more and more, I mean, they're putting out their articles almost right away.
Yeah.
But as far as the paper goes or like certain updates on a website, we can turn around quicker. So, in some capacity, I think they're here to stay. But I miss a locker room. I miss going out there and actually face-to-face with guys.
I kind of lean towards in-season, more of the in-person stuff, whereas off-season we go more Zoom. And part of that is because it may – actually provide more opportunities to talk to people because they don't actually have to be necessarily in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But and also there's usually less stuff, right? You maybe you go instead of going out there for 1 15-minute, whereas during the season when we go out there, it may be an hour long because there's three or four people talking plus the locker room. You have more stuff going on.
There'll be days where we'll have like 6 or 7 Zooms. You have a K-State football, Mizzou Hoops going to do one. You got Dayton talking. You got Sporting talk. You have the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how did we ever cover this before when we couldn't? And I'm complaining about having to just turn on my computer and be a part of these. Before, it was like, get to the station, pack up all the gear, get there half an hour early, set it all up.
K-State and Mizzou should have to continue doing Zooms because they're in Manhattan and Columbia.
Well, and they're getting more coverage, I think, now because
definitely.
Of it.
Yeah. It would be smart
and
for
also
them to keep doing
the
that.
Colleges
KU
makes,
also, they're in Lawrence.
Yeah, the colleges make sense because, you have to travel from Kansas City to them, whereas, Royals and honestly, maybe in Sporting might even fall this category just because, again, just you have more of an opportunity to get people to hop on a Zoom call for Sporting than probably getting to actually go out there.
Yeah.
KU and the Chiefs and the Royals, obviously, people are going to go out there.
But those Zoom calls, even after the game, though, you find a couple people that were definitely watching from home that probably would have been watching from home in the first place that might go ahead and just click that little Zoom link they tweet out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. The one thing that I would love to have carry over, I've mentioned this 1,000 times and I'm going to continue just making this be the horse that I feed, the Fed horse that I feed. Could we just get one designated a pool reporter from TV who knows how to shoot the video, who can frame everything up? They can be we can all be at the press conference location, but we don't need 9 tripods all sort of spider webbed onto each other. If we could just have one perfectly centered video shoot there, then they can email that ad after the fact. That I think
that they do that NCAA tournament, they've done that for years. It's just
I
one
think
camera
KU
shooting
has
them.
Done that did that pre-pandemic?
I haven't been in enough KU stuff to really know for
I vaguely
KU.
Remember there just being
KU's
like one.
KU's always been a ton. Yeah.
I always just remember there being like a one camp. No, you're right. Because they have a separate level. They've got the stage in the background. Yeah.
I think we're going that way too because since we're home of the Chiefs, our guy Darius was able to shoot all the Chiefs home games this year, and he was the only one. He was the pool photographer, and he's great at it. And then after every at halftime and after games, he would send it to me, edited all the highlights, and then I would forward it on to all the other stations. So pool camera for football games, that's, I think, might be here for a while. And like Josh said, same with sound, you know, getting one camera in there and you send it out to everybody else.
Something else that I wanted to make sure we got to, because I know this is going to be near and dear to your heart. How will you remember the Anthony Sherman era? Which is what I think this whole last
sausage.
8 years is going to be called. Go ahead and say that again.
Nope.
Damn it.
I know. I have a filter where I know I'm about to say something stupid, so I'll make sure I say it while you're talking. So I get it out. You can't hold it in. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that's all you'll be thinking about the next several minutes.
Do you remember?
I love the sausage.
Here's the thing.
I knew where he was going, so I stopped.
Rudy and I are already bad at crosstalk, which is evident to anyone who has listened to this show.
No, I don't know. Never had that problem.
It's a significant problem that I think has become evident in many different situations constantly over the course of the show. I just think it can be a problem sometimes. This might be the way that you totally beat it out of us. Huh? What did I say? Where we will not talk over you because we got to get those clean liners.
Yes. I loved the sausage. Was a big fan of Anthony Sherman, too. No, good dude. I don't know. Maybe it's a kinship I felt with him because I actually visited his hometown because he grew up just like 12 miles away from Foxborough. And one of those years where we had a Sunday night football game, I think it was the year to open up the season.
So that was 2017,
maybe?
Or it was 2016.
17. I think it was Kareem Hunt's first game.
Yeah, 2017.
Yep. Yes. So we went to North Attleboro, Massachusetts, and interviewed his sister, who was still in high school at the time, talked to some of his old coaches, and he was like a legend there.
Yeah.
And so I've always been a big fan of his, and he's retiring to go be a deputy sheriff or something like that, apparently.
Oh, is that? So I was wondering why he used the hashtag deputy sheriff.
He was
I didn't actually listen to it all.
He was decked out.
He was going up on patrol from the air.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Actually.
Supposedly they said down in Bourbon County, Kansas is where he's going to work, which makes sense. That's Fort Scott. Fort Scott is where he goes hunting a lot with the LaRoche brothers who are from Fort Scott. A lot of those guys will go down there and hang out. So I imagine maybe that's the connection, if that's the case.
So we can assume, since obviously we know what happened, like the prank war, I guess, just between all of them, the LaRoches like to prank them and stuff. Like Anthony Sherman's absolutely arresting one of the LaRoche brothers at some point, right? Like that's the follow-up prank now.
That should be it. And if he wants to bring cameras, we'll bring 41 Action News down there.
Storm the compound with all the sheriffs that you got.
Yeah.
And you just...
No
you
way
just,
that backfires. You just,
yeah, no way.
No way that goes bad. Absolutely not. He like, might like, Batman
that's
them
the
and
prank,
like
right?
pretend to drop them, get ready to drop them out of a helicopter.
Yeah.
Is that a Batman thing or a Spider-Man thing?
So Batman, remember, he like holds them off the Dark Knight. He like holds them off the ledge.
It's
and
off
then,
the
and then the building, he kind of like drops them, but then catches them with one of his deals.
One of his gadgets. You know,
one of his dealios.
His Batarang.
Things.
Batarang.
Sure.
Yeah. Dealios. We have to take a break anyway. The issue is it was just such a petering out of this segment when you already said so many great things about how much you love the sausage.
Yeah.
And also
sausage and then we petered out.
My dad calls him the sausage roll. I'm always like, I don't think that's his nickname,
Not
Dad.
It.
He's like, yeah, the sausage roll.
How do you feel about sausage rolls?
I mean, about the same way as I feel about Grady Dick going to KU.
Oh, we gotta talk about Grady Dick. All right, we can talk about Grady Dick whenever we come back.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I don't know the rules about verification because nobody's ever touched me with verification.
I'll touch you with verification.
You know, the set myself up.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Last segment of the hour, last hour of the week, Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News. Two big stories that we saved till the end, Mick, just because I know they're both really important to you. I wanted to kind of know what you thought about both KU's newest recruit, Grady Dick, and also that Fox Sports Kansas City is being rebranded to the Bally Sports Network. And if you think there's any chance we may ever see
that's
KU basketball on the new Bally Sports Kansas City. Yeah.
Maybe. Hopefully. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Maybe they do like a special series on it. Yeah.
Bally Sports.
Because I guess I didn't know that Bally was... like a casino, whatever.
They Bally,
bought...
isn't it? Is it Bally or Bally?
No one knows.
I think it's Bally.
Scientists I like Bally. Maintain it's
It's pronounced
mystery.
Gayha.
I like saying Bally, but I think it is Bally.
Yeah, so the Bally
it's
Sports
Bally.
Network.
It's Gayha.
The Bally Sports Network presented by Gayha may or may not include Grady Dick at some point. Your thoughts?
I love it. Listen, I genuinely feel bad for Brian Haney because the most innocuous and basic basketball terms might now sound grotesque and or funny.
Yeah.
Definitely funny.
Do you have any off the top of your head?
No. Nate Bucati went on a roll on the Border Patrol. We played it on the cuts earlier today on the Zone. And you could tell Nate was just so proud. Mm-hmm. I bet he was up all night writing those down. But it doesn't take much thinking because any basketball term and you put that name there, then, something. There's an innuendo.
You can never go to the hole ever, Brian Haney. It's only to the lane. You can only drive to the lane.
Or just say his first name.
Grady, there's probably going to be a lot of Grady.
Because, on a home broadcast, it's more personal, and you'll say, Devon Dotson was Devon a lot of time. Devon gets to the rack. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can't get to the rack either.
Grady can.
Grady can get to the rack. Grady can, Grady can go off the glass, I guess. Grady can ball out, but it's got it. But only Grady can. That's going to be a...
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a high wire act for all of us.
We're going to have to have beards since he runs the games.
Have a nickname.
Mark.
Call him GD.
Like every time Haney uses his last name, we'll have beards
which
just marked.
Which is Dick,
it.
Which is fine. We can say that's this man's last name. Yes. We don't listen. We don't go, Richard Vermeil. No, his name's Dick. It's fine. Oh, boy. His initials are a thing. Is his middle name just like butt? Like what? There's got to be something. He needs a stage name desperately.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous last name Dick in sports? I even added the phrase last name in there because I'm trying to not, even I'm trying to tiptoe now. Because you've got your, listen, head coach Dick Geron of the Buffalo Bills became an important part of my life for a little while because his name was Dingus. Got Dick Vermeil previously mentioned. Beards loves talking about Tricky Dick Nixon. Yeah. Famous president, not a football coach. But last name, I can't think of a lot. You don't see... his jersey.
If you've watched Letterkenny...
his jersey, Nick!
If you've watched Letterkenny, there's a whole family of Mennonites. Their last name's Dick.
Good.
And they make an unlimited number of jokes around it. Noah Dick is the dad. Anita Dick is the wife. And nonstop.
If I had to, I'm really having a legitimately difficult time thinking of who the most famous would be.
Yeah, that's a...
I think it might be Ray J.
Who?
Ray J
from Kim Kardashian video.
Oh, wait.
What's that name?
Oh, okay, I get it.
No, it's just that he's got a very famous one because of
I see, yeah.
Yeah, it took me a second there, too.
So I don't know if you guys caught on, but some of this segment's been about kind of the innuendo of how
can also mean peener.
Oh.
I don't know. We should tell someone should tell Brian Haney.
This is a family show.
Someone should definitely tell Brian Haney.
Well, and Gurley is also the worst guy in the world with that sort of information on his hands. Yep.
He's going to have fun with it.
It's going to be, someone's eventually going to get fired because because Grady Dick chose KU and not like, literally any other school. I mean, it's just going to, that's going to really be a problem. The upsetting thing also is that the show's pretty much over. So I'm going to kind of wrap things up and then then the thing that the show, it's bad. Yeah. It's not.
I had a remark to end the show with, but I don't know if it'll work.
What did you think about Blake Griffin getting bought out by the Pistons? That's a sports topic. That's
awesome.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Crazy.
Do you think the Chiefs should go get Kyle Rudolph or Delanie Walker?
What about Blake Griffin?
Yes and yes.
Do you think the Lions overpaid for former Raiders receiver Tyrell Williams? They gave him a one-year deal worth up to $6.2 million?
Yeah, overpaid.
Yeah, I thought so too. All right, the show's over. Do your thing.
See ya, Josh's mom.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.